Take a Little More, written by Add and Subtract and Gigantic, read by Opal Song. Fandom, Hockey RPF, rating, Explicit, relationships, Connor McDavid, Dylan Strome, also, Aaron Ekblad, Dylan Strome, Jack Eichel, Dylan Strome, Jack Eichel, Connor McDavid, Dylan Strome, Dylan Larkin, Dylan Strome, Sean Monahan, Dylan Strome, Johnny Gaudreau, Dylan Strome, and Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan. Also tagged for sex pollen, gangbang, barebacking, blowjobs, anal fingering, double penetration, fisting, overstimulation, sex tears, and sex tapes. When Dylan shows up, Connor can tell something is sort of off. He doesn't know what it is. Dylan is cheerful, smiling, and he hugs Connor for a long time. But it's something. He's a little twitchy, maybe. But part of that might be the World Cup and not playing in it this year. He's good at being supportive. But sometimes he still gets tetchy about how much faster Connor's gotten everything. "Did you want to go out? I know some of the other guys are around," Connor asks, after Dylan's put his stuff down by the bed. "No, Dylan says. "Can we just hang out, watch a movie or something? I kind of want to, like, chill." "A half an hour drive really tired you out, huh?" Connor says, with a smile. Dylan rolls his eyes. "No, you loser. I just haven't seen you in a while." It's sweet of him. Dylan climbs up onto the bed, leaning back against the throw pillows, and raises his eyebrows. "Wow, soft," Connor says, but settles next to him. Dylan chooses a movie, the latest Pixar, and they're quiet for a while. Connor wriggles closer until they're pressed together, and Dylan sighs, leaning his head on Connor's shoulder. It's like being back in junior, so familiar, and it makes Connor's chest hurt a little. He misses this, the ease of it. Dylan burrows closer as the movie wears on. Connor doesn't mind. He likes it. And then Dylan's mouth presses against the side of his neck. It's not a kiss, too open and wet for that. But it's enough pressure to make Connor look away from the TV. Dylan has a leg thrown over Connor's thigh, a hand wrapped in the hem of his t-shirt, and what Connor can see of his face is flushed. "Dill?" Connor asks. "You okay?" Dylan sighs, warm against Connor's neck. "Yeah, I felt weird all day, like, I don't know, antsy?" His hips shift forward, where he's almost straddling Connor's thigh, and he makes a soft sound. Connor wonders if he's hard. He isn't exactly sure what's going on, But they've done this before, or something like it. Not in a while, but Dylan's noises aren't new to him. "What do you need?" Connor asks. Dylan makes another sound, and when he grinds forward, this time Connor can feel him. "I don't know," Dylan says again. And then, like a plea, "Touch me." Yeah, okay. Connor lifts and stretches to get an arm behind Dylan, settling around his shoulders. Dylan crowds in closer, tilting his head. His mouth brushes over Connor's jaw, and trying to straddle Connor's thigh better hitches him up, lets him shift enough to get to Connor's mouth. Though the kiss doesn't catch Connor off guard, it somehow doesn't feel any less surprising. He opens for Dylan, pressing into it as Dylan's hips work against his thigh. Making out isn't what Connor thought would happen this evening, and he turns his head when Dylan moans softly, half smiling at how quickly things have changed. "I thought you wanted to watch a movie," he says. "This is better." Dylan's voice is airier than Connor expects. He touches Connor's cheek, guiding him back, and says, "Put some effort into it," with a low vehemence. He cups Connor's dick. The mild arousal Connor's felt for the past few minutes jump starts, and he tucks his hands under Dylan's shirt, smoothing over his waist and the slope of his back. "You're burning up," Connor says. "You don't have a cold or anything, do you?" Shaking his head, Dylan says, "No, I'm not sick. I just..." And it's like he can't keep still, rocking into Connor. "It'd be too late for you now, anyway." But if Dylan has a fever, he should probably take it easy, get rest. Connor pushes at him enough to flip them over, pressing him into the mattress. He anticipates Dylan's protests, but they're more frustrated grumbling than anything. He spreads his legs and writhes, seeking closeness. "Dill, if you don't feel well..." "I'm fine," Dylan insists. "I was great until you stopped letting me touch your dick." Connor laughs, trying to really look at Dylan. He's still flushed, but the way he's tugging Connor against him does feel good. "Okay, but I have to turn this off," Connor says, fumbling for the remote. Some kids' movie can't be playing in the background. Dylan lifts his head to kiss Connor's cheek, and then leaves a soft trail of them along Connor's neck while he turns off the television. Connor tosses the remote off the bed and finds Dylan's lips again. It's been months since they've done anything like this, but Dylan pulls at Connor's shirt like they never paused, urgent. He likes kissing Dylan. There's an eagerness that Connor hasn't gotten elsewhere, and it's amped up now, on the edge of impatient. Dylan's so determined to pull off their clothes that he ends up back on top, hovering over Connor and working hard to wiggle his pants off each leg without interrupting the kisses. Connor fits his hands on Dylan's hips when he succeeds in getting them both down to their underwear. Dylan sits on his waist, boxer briefs tented, and Connor can't resist running a thumb over the hard shaft just to see Dylan's eyelashes flutter. Pressing the pad of his finger against the head earns a sigh, and Dylan falling into him. Dylan licks into his mouth as Connor plays with the slit of his dick through cotton. He can feel the smallest damp spot blooming on the fabric. Dylan makes soft noises against Connor's mouth, pushing his hips forward into Connor's fingers. The wet spot spreads, growing, and Connor feels Dylan's dick twitch in his hand. He could easily push Dylan's briefs out of the way, get a real hand on him. But Dylan's kissing him too insistently, so he teases instead. "Devo," Dylan says, and then gasps when Connor drags his thumbnail behind the flared head. He bites into Connor's mouth, says, "I need more." "What do you need?" Connor asks. He lets his free hand press into Dylan's spine, through the sweat gathering there. and then touch the top of Dylan's ass, where his briefs are riding low. Dylan shifts back and then forward again, the movement relentless. "More," Dylan says, between off-center kisses. "Just anything. Your fingers, your dick." It's fast for them. Connor's only fucked Dylan a few times, and that was last summer, more than a year ago. Mostly they've jerked each other off or rutted against each other until they both came. "Are you sure you're okay?" Connor asks. Dylan makes an impatient sound and presses back into a kiss, one hand curling around Connor's, keeping Connor's hand pressed against him. His underwear is soaked in the front, and that's new too, Dylan getting this wet this fast. Connor pushes his hand down the back of Dylan's briefs, cupping one cheek and then spreading him. Dylan makes a low sound, still moving between Connor's hands, like he wants more of both. Connor rubs a dry finger over Dylan's hole, feels the muscle move against him. He presses just a little, just enough to feel the resistance, and somehow that has Dylan coming and shuddering pulses in his underwear, crying out against Connor's mouth. Connor can feel it against his palm, the way Dylan's dick jerks, the way the fabric is slick and sodden. "Fuck, Dill," Connor says, rubbing his fingers against the wet cloth. Dylan whines, but he presses forward instead of trying to pull away. He's still trying to kiss Connor. "I still need, more," he says, tone frustrated and hoarse. "I need you in me." "Dill, what's going on?" Connor asks. He pulls his hand out of the back of Dylan's briefs, trying to ignore how he still hasn't come, and rests it on the small of Dylan's back. "I don't know," Dylan says. He still sounds frustrated, but there's fear there, too. He's moving, rocking back, and when he pushes far enough, his ass rubs over Connor's dick, trapped in his underwear. Connor stifles a groan. "I don't know what's wrong with me." "Whatever it is, I'm here," Connor says. "We should stop. Call one of the doctors." "No, no," Dylan says, a whine. "Don't, please. I'll be okay if you fuck me." He can't know that. Connor opens his mouth to say so, but Dylan kisses him again. So needy. Connor doesn't mean to be swayed by it, but he can't imagine what he'd say to the doctor if he did call. It's too far-fetched. He pulls away from Dylan's wet underwear, starts rolling it down his hips, trying to get it off without shifting Dylan too much. Dylan tries to help, but he keeps getting distracted, pressing his ass back against Connor's dick, licking into Connor's mouth. When he finally has Dylan naked, Connor's almost not sure what to do. Dylan says, "Please, you're gonna fuck me now, right?" Breathless and hopeful, cheeks flushed, mouth red. Connor starts, and then, "I don't have lube or condoms." "Lube in my bag," Dylan says. "No condoms, but you don't need them. I don't care. Please." Connor feels like the breath has been punched out of him. They've never fucked bare. "Dylan," he tries. And Dylan just whines. "Please." He's so frantic and warm. Connor says, "Okay, I have to get up, though." That doesn't stop Dylan from making impatient, needy noises. Connor goes through his bag to find the lube. Dylan's lying on his front, making some effort to take deep breaths. So Connor pushes his thighs apart, marveling at how Dylan presses into the touch immediately. He's still begging. Connor takes his time, careful so that he doesn't hurt him. But as soon as he trails wet fingers over Dylan's rim, Dylan's saying, "Come on, I need it, I need..." Pushing one finger inside makes him sigh. The relief doesn't last long. Dylan works his hips back, fucking himself. Connor adds a second finger. At three, Dylan sobs. "Devo, you have to," he says. Connor's never seen him like this. He worries, but he's always been more of a sucker for Dylan than maybe he should be. And Dylan wants him, needs him. He uses more lube to get his dick wet and brushes the head across Dylan's hole. Dylan says, "Please," again, voice choked. Connor presses in, and the heartfelt, "Oh," sound Dylan makes feels like it punctuates how good Dylan feels around him. He's missed this more than he thought. They were more tentative a year ago, experimenting with each other. Dylan isn't anywhere near precious about it now. "You can move," he says. "Fuck me." Connor does. "I'll help you. I've got you." He rubs his hand over Dylan's neck, trying to soothe him as he fucks him. From the way Dylan's moaning, Connor doesn't think it's calming him down. But he wants Dylan to know he's there. Going too slow makes Dylan whimper, so Connor pushes in quicker. He's trying not to lose himself in the rhythm, but Dylan's so wet and so focused, shoving back to make Connor's thrusts land harder. Lasting too long doesn't really seem like an option. Connor hunches in enough to reach for Dylan's dick. He's already getting hard again, dripping the same way. Groaning, Dylan says, "You can come in me. I want you to." "I don't know," Connor says, stunned by every part of this. He rocks into Dylan steadily and considers pulling out anyway. But the second his hips stutter, Dylan begs him to stay inside. "I want it," he says. "You can. It's okay." Connor comes with a gasp and has trouble swallowing for a moment, overcome with sensation. He pumps his hips a few more times, the slide even smoother. Dylan shifts back and forth into Connor's fist and gets himself there again, coming over Connor's fingers. "Hey," Connor says, pushing Dylan to turn over. He covers him, kissing Dylan. He wants to be close and make sure he's okay. Dylan opens for him right away, kissing back deeply and bringing his legs up, hitched high around Connor's waist. Connor drags his hand across Dylan's jaw. Dylan notices, turning his head slightly and chasing Connor's thumb with his tongue when it swipes near the corner of his mouth. When Connor repeats the same slow path, he lets Dylan catch his thumb this time, biting at the pad and then sucking Connor's fingers into his mouth, one by one. He hums while he does. "How do you feel?" Connor asks, but he thinks he knows. "Want you?" Dylan says, slurred with Connor's finger dragging over his tongue. "Inside, I still need something." "You can't. You know I can't yet," Connor says, and Dylan groans. "I know, but I'm empty." His voice is half whine and half desperation. Connor doesn't know what's wrong with Dylan, but he's worried, and he can't leave. Not with Dylan nipping at his fingers, wantonly spreading his legs. Connor thinks again about going, calling someone. The coaches, even though Dylan's not playing, but then Dylan arches, his dick dragging over Connor's stomach, and he's already half hard again. Connor reaches down with the hand not in Dylan's mouth and presses two fingers against his rim. There's cum. Connor's cum, seeping out and dripping onto the bedspread. But it makes pushing inside him easier. He's so wet. He sighs with something akin to relief when Connor starts finger-fucking him. "More," he says, slurring, saliva dripping out over Connor's fingers. He's flushed and sweaty, and he still looks good, even if he feels a little too warm. Connor just wants him to be okay. He slides a third finger inside and presses his pinky against the rim, just easing against the pressure. Dylan moves his hips back, trying to get Connor's fingers to work faster or further inside him, maybe. He's getting desperate again, like the need is overwhelming his ability to think or talk. Finally, when he's begging incoherently, toes curled, back arched, Connor presses his pinky inside, stretching him further open. Dylan just makes soft, needy noises and repeats Connor's name over and over. Connor fucks him with four fingers, lets Dylan keep sucking around his other hand. Dylan's hand snakes to his dick and he gets himself off with a furious rhythm, too fast and brutal, except that it's what Dylan needs. He keens when he comes and collapses onto the bed, mess smeared over his stomach and thighs. For a moment, Connor wonders if that's it, if it's all done. But then Dylan's hips jerk back. Can you, Connor, can you fuck me yet? Dylan's mouth is slack, and Connor pulls his hand away so he can kiss him, press his tongue inside. Please, please, Dylan says against his mouth over and over. Please, I need it, Connor, please. It makes Connor's chest hurt, sick with worry. But also, he's glad that Dylan came here, that Connor was the one he chose, even if maybe he didn't know what was wrong. Yeah, Dill, I've got you, he says, and slicks his dick again with his messy fingers, pressing back inside. He keeps Dylan on his back this time, watching his face as he pumps into him over and over. Dylan gives a small, breathy gasp whenever Connor is seated inside him, but he always tilts his hips for more. Connor wonders if anything is ever going to be enough. It feels like things have spiraled so fast. They were watching a movie, and now Connor is fucking Dylan bare for the second time, and he doesn't think it's going to fix this. Dylan's fingers come up to pinch his own nipples, and then he pushes three fingers into his mouth like he has to keep himself occupied. He's hard again, his dick bobbing every time Connor pushes inside him. Connor's holding tight to Dylan's hips, but he reaches for his dick when he starts to get close, wrapping his hand loosely around it and letting Dylan buck up into the friction. In me again, Connor, Dylan says, nearly senseless. Come inside me. I need. Dylan comes first, his fourth, and it should be impossible, but he just keeps moaning for it, dick dribbling out the last week's spurts as Connor keeps fucking him. You're doing good, Connor says, hips working frantically. It's okay, Dill. When he finally presses all the way inside, a last brutal push, Dylan's legs come up to clutch at him, heels digging into his back as he holds Connor close through the pulses. Connor kisses him, pushes his tongue into Dylan's mouth, and Dylan scrabbles at him with short nails, scraping over his shoulders. He's still ravenous. Connor wishes this was the end, but it's not. He has to pull out when he gets too sensitive. Dylan whines, broken, and spreads his legs. Connor's spent, but Dylan still needs, so he pushes two fingers inside to keep Dylan full, sate him the slightest bit. I've got you, he says. This is too much for him to handle all on his own. He's going to need help, but he doesn't know who to ask. The rest of the team? It's a crazy kind of favor, but with Dylan the way he is, he doesn't have much of a choice. He can't just listen to Dylan need. Maybe Ekblad first, he thinks. Ek's not a stranger, at least. He adds a third finger, asking, can I call Ek? Can he help? Dylan moans and nods. He's still flushed, panting. Anything, it won't stop. I know, Connor says, and reaches for his phone. He texts Ek one-handed while Dylan moans, hips pushing back on Connor's fingers. come to my room, he writes. Need your help. You okay? X sends back. But Connor's phone rings shortly after. When Connor answers, Eck asks, what's wrong? What happened? Dylan's here, but he's sick or something, Connor says. Can you come here? Dylan moans, and Connor pushes his fingers in again. He'd let himself pause talking to Eck. He wonders if Eck can hear it. I need someone else to help me. Yeah. What's your room number again? Connor tells him and hangs up, bending to kiss Dylan's shoulder. You're okay. It'll be okay. He's on his way. Dylan says, Connor. Fear and desperation coiled together. I don't know what it is. I was fine. I know. Connor kisses his skin again, twisting his fingers. Dylan shoves his hips down. Connor has to get up to let Eck in, and he hates the way it makes Dylan whine and sob. He can't be empty. Connor doesn't know how to explain, so he just opens the door and goes back to the bed, to Dylan. He kisses Dylan's forehead, tries to shush him, pressing his fingers slowly back inside. Dylan quiets almost immediately, still writhing, but not so overwhelmed with it. When Connor looks over his shoulder, Eck is standing in the entranceway, watching, stunned. What? What is this? He asks. He needs it, Connor says. I've tried, but I can't, not all on my own. I don't understand. You said he was sick. X floundering. Connor can tell by the look on his face. I don't know. When he showed up, he was okay. He's really warm and he... Connor says, curling his fingers, rubbing harder. Dylan swears and rolls his hips. Shameless. Look at him. Eck does. He takes in the must sheets and their naked, sweaty bodies and nods, crossing the room. There's still hesitation in it, but he asks, what would you need me to do? Connor swallows. He feels weird saying it plainly, but there's no other way. He wants to be fucked. I made him come 4 times. Whoa. X voice is low, awed by everything in front of him. He shakes his head, brow furrowed. Should we call someone? A doctor? And tell them what? Connor feels sort of frayed at the edges. He just wants Dylan to feel all right. I called you. Eck curves his hand around Dylan's ankle, an experimental touch. He slips his thumb higher, rubbing the skin gently, and Dylan's still moaning and working his hips. He spreads his thighs wider like he can try to accommodate both of them somehow. Okay, X says, distracted. He clears his throat. All right, I guess if it'll make him feel better. Dill, Connor says, knuckling at his side. Come here, let me, get up. Connor lies on the bed, his fingers slipping out again. Dylan's unhappy about it, frustrated and begging. X says, wow, under his breath, but he just watches Connor maneuver. Connor has Dylan kneel over him. X gonna help, okay? He says. Dylan nods again, trusting, out of it. Connor lifts his head to kiss Dylan, making out with him and reaching for his dick, while X strips his clothes and settles behind him. X braces Dylan's waist. He's careful, touching Dylan as if he's worried he might startle. I don't want to just, you know. There's lube right there, Connor says, gesturing. He half watches X pick it up, squeeze some in his palm. Connor's preoccupied with keeping Dylan busy, licking into his mouth and running fingers over Dylan's skin, down over his nipples. Please, Dylan says against Connor's lips. Connor's amazed that he's this desperate after so much already. He moans when Eck touches him again. Connor looks past him and sees one hand bracing Dylan's back, as Eck looks down at Dylan, bumping him forward slightly as he pushes inside. "Okay," he asks, and Connor says, "Yeah," but it gets lost in Dylan groaning, "More, I want it, please," between them. "Don't go slow," Connor says. Dylan seems to like it when it's rougher, greedy for the stimulation. Eck tries to find a rhythm quickly. Connor can't believe he asked him over that this is happening. He can't believe how much Dylan needs. Dylan drops to find Connor's mouth again, biting his bottom lip. The noises he makes are so satisfied. Connor wasn't sure if Dylan would follow this all the way through, but he hasn't really even hesitated. He doesn't care. He's just glad someone's in him. Connor wonders what he would have done if he hadn't come here, to Connor, who he would have gotten to fuck him. The quick snap of Eck's hips jerks Dylan's body, makes their kisses uneven. But Dylan keeps whimpering into Connor's mouth and asking for more. He comes while Eck is still fucking him, nearly dry. "Still?" Eck asks. "I can't tell yet," Connor says, though he already suspects the answer is yes. Dylan's too busy murmuring, "He didn't come," almost upset about it for someone who should be feeling relief. "Finish," Connor says. Eck's eyes get wider. "Seriously?" He's surprised, but he hasn't pulled out of Dylan yet. Connor hasn't missed the small, pleased sounds he's been making while pumping into Dylan. He feels good. Eck doesn't have to be noble. It seems better for Dylan anyway. "It's okay if you want to." Dylan's kissing Connor's jaw, his neck, mollified for the moment. Connor doubts it'll last. "He wants it too." Eck starts thrusting again, experimental until Dylan complains. He takes the permission and sets a pace closer to before. Sharp. Dylan's teeth nick Connor's chin, caught up in the feeling of Eck moving inside him, another person using him bare. "Come in him." Connor's voice sounds oddly scratchy to his own ears. "Please," Dylan says. Connor's not sure if the cum helps somehow or if Dylan likes something about it. It's hard to tell where Dylan stops and the need starts, if there even is a difference. "What?" Eck says in a puff of air. He sounds shocked, but he doesn't stop shoving his hips forward, fucking Dylan to make himself feel good now. And then he seizes up for a second when he hits what he's after, cum filling Dylan even more, the way he wanted. "What about now?" Connor asks. "How do you feel? Do you still need it?" Dylan squirms, restless. "Yes," Connor suspected, but knowing for sure makes his chest tighten, worried. They need more help. Connor tries to think of who while Dylan squirms free. Eck backs off, sliding out, and Dylan makes unhappy sounds, but takes the chance to move down and mouth at Connor's dick. It's hot seeing Dylan try to get him there again, but there's no way Connor can get hard enough yet to slide back inside. "Fuck," Connor says. "Can you find his phone?" He'll text Jack. Jack knows Dylan, more than some of the other guys. And if they need more after that, well, maybe Jack can help with that too. Eck hands it over, and Connor keeps petting Dylan's hair, sending, "This is Connor. Need your help with Dylan." Jack texts back a line of question marks, and all Connor can think to type is, "Just come here." Dylan is whining again, tears in his eyes. He's still trying. He sucks the head of Connor's dick, and he doesn't even seem to care that Connor can't get it up right now. He hums, unhappier each time Connor tugs at his hair when it's too much. Dylan pauses, holding Connor in his mouth and waiting until Connor relents to suck again. Thank goodness for Eck pulling on his underwear and getting the door, because Connor's busy shaking. He's still sensitive, but Dylan needs him, making Connor sloppy and reaching back to shove fingers in his hole himself, too. Oh, hey, is this... I thought this was McDavid's room, he can hear Jack say. X says, yeah, come on, come in. Kinda early for a sleepover, Jack chuckles. But the sarcasm disappears when he steps in enough to see Connor and Dylan on the bed. His eyebrows practically shoot up to his hairline. You still want someone in him all the time, Connor says to Jack. I thought you meant he was puking everywhere or something, Jack says, like he's offended. He looks more confused than anything, though. What the fuck is this? Connor can't focus enough to explain this time, looking to Eck imploringly. Dylan hasn't even paused, too preoccupied with blowing Connor. A few sounds are the only indication he gives that he hears someone else in the room. And he's flushing, but Connor's not convinced that's embarrassment. Eck touches Jack's shoulder, and Jack flinches. I came here just like you. He's messed up. He is sick, or something's happened to him. He keeps wanting more. Christ, Jack says, looking at them. And Connor might be the one embarrassed if he wasn't so worried. If Dylan didn't need him quite so much. Come on, he says. This is the shittiest prank I've ever... Would I really come to you for a fucking joke? Look at him, Connor says, impatient. He pulls Dylan's hair, lifting his face. Dylan hisses. He licks his lips and says, let me... Dave-o what? Tell Jack if you want him to fuck you. Oh, Dylan says, excitement in his voice. He sounds raspy but earnest. My fingers aren't enough. I'll be good. Fuck, Jack, please. Dylan, holy shit, Jack says. When Connor pushes Dylan's head down again, Dylan moans as he mouths Connor's shaft. He's pleased, like talking was a chore and Connor's dick is his reward. Connor's eyes flutter, arousal sparking through him. He forces them open again to look at Jack. Come on. The show is enough to get Jack edging forward. He moves between Dylan's legs and looks as stunned as Eck had. Connor's been able to relate to it both times, realizing just how serious Dylan is and how much he wants it. Oh, wait, he says and steps back. Jack hesitates, then takes a breath and pulls his clothes off. His dick bobs up when he pushes his underwear down. Connor's a little surprised that he's hard already, and wonders how weird it felt for him, seeing them and being turned on despite the indecision. Jack makes Dylan move his hand, and Dylan sobs, tears spilling. Just for a second, Dill, Connor says. I know you need it. Eck opens the tube for Jack, squeezing some onto his dick. Connor listens to the soft, slippery sound of Jack stroking himself a few times. He spreads Dylan's cheeks and exhales as he presses into him. Dylan sobs again, differently now. He's really wet, Jack says and looks at Eck. You fucked him too? Eck says, I tried. And me, twice, Connor says. He's almost hard again, Dylan sucking diligently around him, and he can feel it when Jack starts fucking Dylan, pushing him forward. Connor touches Dylan's hair, running his fingers through it. He needs it. Connor lets his eyes fall shut, bucking his hips, losing himself in the suction and wet sound of Jack fucking. When he opens them again, Jack's watching. Is he good? He asks, nodding to Dylan. Connor manages. Eck lies down and reaches for Dylan's dick. Dylan groans, and Eck asks, What if this doesn't work? I don't know, Connor says. We ask someone else. Tears are still leaking out of the corners of Dylan's eyes, even as he swallows. How did this happen? Jack says, hands tight on Dylan's hips. I don't know that either, Connor says, breathless. I can ask a couple of guys. Jack's tugging Dylan back to meet his thrusts. God, I've never been in anyone this slick. It's fuck. He feels great. Eck offers, and Jack nods. Connor says, hear that, Dill? Dylan whines, taking more of Connor in his throat. Connor tries not to overwhelm him by pushing up. He rocks enough to try to get there for Dylan, stuck on the edge of another orgasm, and then spilling in Dylan's mouth. Dylan swallows eagerly, bobbing his head to drag it all out. Jack pulls and pats Dylan's hip. Turn over. Dylan lies on his back, Connor still petting him. Jack moves up, strokes himself over Dylan. Hey, Stromer. Jack wipes Dylan's cheek. Can I come in your mouth? Dylan opens his mouth, his face wet and red, and when Jack starts to come, he closes his eyes. Connor pushes Dylan's hair back off of his head. He traces some of the cum around Dylan's mouth, and Dylan licks his lips and says, please, I need more. He's so hoarse the words are almost silent. Eck gets between Dylan's legs, sucking him while Jack finds his pants, gets his phone. Dylan keeps making fraught, choked noises. Connor pushes fingers into his mouth. Larkin's coming. I don't know Johnny well, but I could try him too, Jack says. We might need him, Connor says. Dylan's teeth scrape over the pads of his fingers. Connor leans in to kiss his cheek, tasting salt. He doesn't know what to do. Dylan's back arches and he comes into X's mouth, and he makes a pained sound. Jack answers the door when Larkin shows up and talks to him for a while, before he even lets him come far enough into the room to see anything. When Larkin does come into view, his eyes are wide. X slides fingers back into Dylan, and Connor stops whispering encouragement in Dylan's ear to say, I know it looks crazy. You said he's sick or something? Larkin asks, turning to Jack. Yeah, Jack says. He was like this when I got here. Connor says, he came over and he was kind of, it wasn't bad. He was in a good mood. We hooked up and, he's not even sure how to explain it. It keeps getting worse. Eck must push in harder or twist his fingers because Dylan whines. Who's here? He asks, not bothering to lift his head. Dylan Larkin. Jack trusts him, Connor says, petting Dylan's hair. Dylan sighs, a small, oh, sound escaping. You want him to fuck you? Dylan rolls his hips to meet X's hand. Please. You clearly don't have to, but, Jack says to Larkin, and then leans in to say something too soft to make out. Larkin's eyes are still on Dylan. Yeah, he says in response to whatever Jack's whispering. He looks good. He wants it, Connor offers. However you want it. Larkin swears under his breath, but shuffles forward. Eck pulls away, making room. Larkin touches Dylan's leg, and Dylan shivers. Nice to meet you, Larkin says, laughing nervously. Hi. Dylan's squirming, already getting restless without anyone inside him. Are you gonna fuck me, please? Larkin eyes Connor, but Dylan keeps asking. There's nothing Connor can say to help any of this make more sense. Dylan reaches out, tries to tug at Larkin's clothes. Sure, Larkin says, and undoes his belt. Can you flip? Dylan gets on his knees while Larkin pushes his pants down. He slides into Dylan in a slow, endless thrust and exhales. Dylan moans, immediately shifting forward and trying to push back again. There's a buzz on the bed, and Jack goes for his phone. Hey, he says as he checks it. Couple more coming. Johnny shows up with Sean while Larkin's fucking Dylan, and he says, holy fuck. Sean's right behind him, pushing him forward so he can get further into the room. They both stare at the bed, inching closer in a daze. Jack says, now you know why I couldn't explain it to you in text. Oh, Sean says. How long have you been in here? Johnny asks. X says, a while. Sean sighs. It'll stop. With strobe, what do you say? Johnny asks, eyebrows rising. Sean shrugs. This happened to me, he says. My rookie year. Connor feels like he snaps his attention to Sean at the same time as everyone else. Sean seems embarrassed about admitting it. But he moves to kneel next to Dylan on the bed while Larkin fucks him and says, hey, Dylan, I'm Sean. Stroking Dylan's face, Dylan pushes into it. It goes away, okay? Gotta push through it. I'm trying, Dylan pants. Sean says, I know, you can do it. Johnny looks stunned, but he schools his expression as he notices guys looking back to him. He holds his hands up, starts to stutter, but Dylan sobs, Larkin fucking him hard from behind. Sean crawls up on the bed, feeds Dylan his dick. Connor can't do anything except sit next to him, touching his fevered skin, feeling the way he trembles. He shushes Dylan, trying to just keep him calm. Dylan can barely suck, but he's still whining for it. Sean pumps slow, and Connor says, you're so good, taking it so well. Larkin pushes in hard when he comes, moving Dylan up enough that he chokes on Sean. Connor wipes his eyes. Dylan's a mess, covered in tears and cum and sweat, flushed all over, shaking with need and exhaustion. Sean is surprisingly tender about fucking Dylan's mouth, but Dylan's too far gone to appreciate it. You're so good, Dill, Connor repeats, soft. He wants to curl up behind Dylan and make him feel okay, but he can't. Look, Larkin says, spreading Dylan. Johnny pushes his fingers in, feeling him. Jack asks, Stromer, are you full yet? And Dylan whimpers, pushing his hips back, shameless. Sean comes. Dylan can hardly swallow. You've got it, Sean says. Connor doesn't know where Eck is. He's having a hard time focusing on things that aren't Dylan. Johnny fingers Dylan long enough for Dylan to come again with a hoarse shout, and then he pulls down his shorts so he can slide inside. You alive? Jack asks, and Connor realizes he means him. Fine, Connor says. Dylan looks up at him, wide-eyed, and Connor offers his fingers to suck. He really wants it, Jack says, sounding amazed. He touches Dylan's jaw gently, feeling him work. I don't know what else to do, Connor says. Jack slides his hand up, nudging against Connor's and slipping a thumb into Dylan's mouth alongside Connor's fingers. Dylan tries to accommodate. Jack glances down the bed to where Johnny's fucking Dylan, Sean resting his chin on Johnny's shoulder, and then back to Connor. I don't know if... Jack starts. Maybe he could try to take us at the same time? Dylan makes a noise, something like a whine. You'd like that? Connor asks, quiet. And Dylan nods, swallowing around their fingers. He's moving back into the force of Johnny's fucking. Dylan thinks about stretching him open enough that he and Jack could fuck him at the same time. It's a lot to imagine. "Do you want..." Jack starts, and Connor just says, "Yeah, yes." "Okay," Jack says, and then looks to Johnny and Sean. "Moni, can you get fingers in him? He wants more." Johnny's eyes go wide. "With me?" he asks, breathless. And Dylan groans when Johnny's rhythm falters for a moment. Jack says, "Yeah, listen to him." Sean asks Johnny, "Is this okay if I..." And Johnny says, yeah. Pausing to let Sean work a finger inside Dylan. Dylan keens, the sound garbled by the fingers Jack and Connor still have in his mouth. Johnny moans, says Sean's name, and Sean wriggles his finger in and out, adds another, slicked and dripping with lube. Jack is looking back and forth between Dylan and the way Sean is stretching him. There's too much to take in. "We're going to give it to you. Don't worry," Connor says, rubbing his thumb against Dylan's lower lip. Dylan's whole face is wet, and Connor can see the exact moment Sean adds a third finger. Dylan's breath hitches, gasping. Connor kisses his forehead and says, "I'm right here. I got you." And pulls his fingers out to ask Dylan, "Do you want to stop?" Dylan coughs, still crying. "No, please," he says, the words mostly air. Johnny curses, saying, "I can't keep..." And Sean presses closer to him. "You can finish," he says against Johnny's neck. Johnny thrusts in a few more times, careful, and Sean braces him when he comes. Sean says something low into Johnny's ear, too quiet for Connor to hear. Johnny's slow to pull out, and Dylan sobs, empty again. "McDavid," Jack says, touching Connor's shoulder. "You should..." "Yeah," Connor says. He shushes Dylan, tugging him until he sits back between Connor's legs. Connor pushes into him, keeping Dylan's legs spread so Jack can kneel between them. Dylan's legs are shaking, small, persistent tremors. Jack sets a hand by Connor's on Dylan's thigh and guides himself in with the other, achingly slow. "Oh, fuck," someone says. Larkin, and then Eck comes to the side of the bed. "Can he really take that?" he asks. Connor can't see Dylan's face well now, but he hears him keening. He can see how Jack smiles at him and says, "He can. You can, right, Stromer?" It's strange and amazing feeling Dylan's hole fit them both, for Connor to feel Jack's dick pressing along his own. Jack is surprisingly tender, letting Dylan get used to it, and it takes Connor a moment to think, right, Jack likes Dylan. Jack wants Dylan to be okay. That's why it's unfamiliar. More, Dylan says, pleading. I know, Jack says. We've got you. He pushes in harder, and Connor feels Jack's dick slide against his, in and out and in. Connor can't help hitching his hips, kissing the side of Dylan's face wherever he can reach. More, can you, harder, Dylan pants. Jack says, yeah, on an exhale, and puts more force behind his hips. Connor groans, his toes locking up against the sheets. Dylan says, Davo, and Connor presses his face into Dylan's messy hair. I'm with you, you just... Fuck, Dill, you feel amazing. Connor's vaguely aware of the other guys, that there are eyes on them, but his world has shrunk to the tight heat of Dylan and Jack moving against him. Connor feels someone touch his brow. It's Jack. Need a minute? He asks. He's controlling the pace, and he starts to slow, but Connor says, no, He can hang on. You sure? Jack says, sounding winded. Yeah, yes, Connor says. He needs it. Connor still has his mouth buried in Dylan's hair, but he sees Jack nod and feels him pick up speed again, thrusting more forcefully. It's so hot. It feels too good. But this is about Dylan, who's whining near constantly, who Connor wants to kiss quiet and can't quite reach. This is to make him okay. He slides a hand up Dylan's belly to his chest and rubs over Dylan's nipple. He stays there, trying to give Dylan anything else. Dylan says his name again, soft and pleading. You've got this, Dill, Connor says, trying to hold him tighter with his other arm. Jack says, you're great, brushing his hand over Dylan's dick, making Dylan twitch between them. We're all watching you take it. You feel good? Dylan sobs again, but says, mm-hmm. Connor ducks his head, kisses his neck. He scrapes his teeth over the skin, then bites down, sucking a mark there. Dylan makes a pleading sound, and Connor says, you're being so great, Dill. We've got you. Jack wraps his hand tighter around Dylan's dick, and Dylan clenches around them, tightening even further as Jack fucks into him. Oh, fuck, Connor says, and sucks another mark into Dylan's neck. He twists Dylan's nipple between his fingers and feels Dylan arch into it. Connor, Dylan says, I can't. You can, Connor says. I'm here, okay? We can. He already feels wrung out after coming so many times today. He can't imagine what this is like for Dylan. Jack presses a hand against the headboard behind Connor, getting more leverage, speeding up, and Connor's orgasm hits as Dylan begs, please, fuck, please, please. It shocks through him. He bites Dylan's shoulder. Dylan groans, and Connor can just see Jack's hand speeding on Dylan's dick. He can feel Jack fucking harder into Dylan, even as Connor comes, pulses into Dylan. They're both pressing him down into the bed, and he's too sensitive, but he can't pull away. Not with the way Dylan's crying out and the hard, uneven movement of Jack's hips. Connor's mouth left marks in Dylan's skin, and when Jack grunts, Connor can tell he's coming too. He can feel it. Come on, Dill, he says into Dylan's ear. Jack tries to shift back, and Dylan grabs his arm. Don't wait, he says. Connor can see Jack's expression crumble, can tell the shaking isn't just Dylan anymore, that it's a little bit of all of them, spent and outmatched. But Jack says, I'm still here, and tries to get deeper. Dylan's so sloppy inside, but the pressure's still too much. Sorry, Dylan says. I don't know why. I need it. I'm sorry. Connor tries to shush him. Says, we just want to help you come. You're okay. Sorry, Dylan stutters again, and Connor says, we're not going to leave you alone. You're doing so well. Dylan sighs like he isn't sure. Jack is still pushing closer, trying to stay inside, and it's too soon for either of them to do it again. Jack's hand is still on Dylan's dick, stroking. And Connor thumbs Dylan's nipple, brings his hand up to the other one, just trying to make Dylan feel good. Dylan arches into it, lets Connor suck another hickey onto his neck. Connor presses into the bruises already forming from earlier too, when it was only Dylan being eager for Connor to make out with him, hold him down. Dylan can't stop making desperate noises, pleas and apologies. You look like you need to tag someone in, Larkin says. Connor isn't even sure who he's talking to at this point. Jack says, no, I've... Hold on. And moves a hand down. Connor feels another push where Dylan's stretched around them. What are you doing? Connor asks, but he can feel Jack's fingers. Dylan breathes raggedly, but that finally gets him there. Jack's hand on his dick and impossibly full. Connor is so sensitive that it hurts, but he muffles his noises against Dylan's hair, riding at the feeling of Dylan contracting around them as he comes. When Dylan stills, lying limp against Connor's chest, Connor says, "Okay, more?" And Dylan turns over, letting both Jack and Connor slide out of him, so he can bury his face in Connor's neck and sob. Connor cradles Dylan's head and says, "Jack, maybe your hand?" "Oh," Jack says, but he scoots forward enough to slide four fingers right inside Dylan's hole. "We'll get you through," Connor says. "We've got you." Dylan makes a wounded sound. His lips move against Connor's skin, like he wants to speak but can't. Needy but exhausted. He's sweaty. They both are. A tangled mess. Jack isn't even thrusting, he's pretty sure, just holding Dylan open. Dylan seems happier with someone in him. "Is he okay? Did it stop?" Eck asks above Connor, gazing down. Connor says, "I can't tell," and tries to lift his head. Sean's sharing the chair in the corner with Johnny. "How do you know?" Connor asks him. Sean says, "It was hours," and sighs. "I couldn't stay awake, but when I woke up, it wasn't bad. Bulms stayed with me." Johnny makes an expression that's too complicated for Connor to interpret, but he stays put with Sean on the chair. Sean's face is red, flushed. Dylan squirms against Connor, mouth open against Connor's neck, and Connor realizes that Jack's moving his hand, tucking his thumb inside. I could put my whole hand inside, he says. Connor skates a hand down Dylan's sweaty back, over his ass, just touching the stretched rim where Jack's hand is pushing. "Can I?" Jack asks. Connor touches Dylan's hair, tugging as he tries to tilt his own head to the side, getting a look at him. "You want that?" he asks. Dylan blinks slow, his brow furrowed. His hips move, barely, but he presses back instead of trying to ease off. "I'm sorry," he croaks like he's ashamed. "Don't be," Connor says, and then, "Go," to Jack, still reaching to feel as Jack works in more. Dylan sniffles and bites his lip as he cries. Jack kisses the small of Dylan's back, murmuring encouragement. "Sorry, sorry," Dylan says again, his face hot and wet against Connor's neck, the words broken. Connor makes soothing sounds, hand still sliding over Dylan's skin, feeling Jack press and press further. Dylan's hips are hitching back. Tiny little movements, like he can't help it, but he's too tired to do much of anything else. "It's not your fault," Connor says. He kisses the edge of Dylan's hair, the side of his face, whatever he can reach. "Jesus, Ike," Larkin says from somewhere next to them. "Your whole fist." "I know," Jack says, voice hushed. "He's so open," Larkin says. Dylan whines and Connor strokes his hair. Jack asks, "Does it hurt? I don't want to go too fast." Dylan says something, but Connor misses it with the way he's hiding his face. "What?" he asks. Dylan shifts, gets closer to Connor's ear to whisper, "Keep going." Connor can't help feeling oddly proud. He says, "He's fine." Jack sinks deeper and Connor's breath catches in his chest, just from what he can see and feel. "You should see, Dill," he says. "You're so hot." Dylan's voice is small, but Connor still hears him ask, "Yeah?" like he needs reassurance. And Connor runs his fingers over Dylan's rim, stretched around Jack's hand. Yeah, he says, taking Jack's whole hand. It's so hot, Dill. You feel so hot. Jack kisses Dylan's hip, soft, and Connor feels him rotate his wrist. I don't know if I can again, Dylan murmurs. Even his voice sounds exhausted. But I don't want, I need. Shh, Connor says, you're fine. Eck touches Dylan's hair, stroking as he says, Connor's right, you look good. Dylan shivers, whispering, they're watching? Yeah, Connor says, you don't want them to? It feels like they're in this now, all of them. But Connor will do anything to make Dylan happy. Jack pulls back slightly and pushes forward again. Dylan's sob twists in his throat. Connor can feel his arms tense, like Dylan might cling tighter if he had the energy. Dill, do you want them to leave? Connor asks, trying to get his attention back. Dylan makes a strangled sound. No. His voice is so low, confessional. I like it. Connor wants to kiss him, but the angle is wrong. Dylan's head tucked into his shoulder. And Connor knows that Dylan doesn't have the energy for it anyway. Connor's still touching him where he's stretched. He sees Larkin lean in, put his hand on Jack's wrist. Wow, he says, voice hushed. Connor's skin is wet with Dylan's tears. I can feel him trying to clench around my hand, Jack says. Dylan makes a wounded sound. I needed something inside, Sean says from the chair. It didn't matter if I came. You never said anything, someone says. Johnny, Connor assumes. Sean says, yeah, I guess I haven't had a reason. Connor thinks about that. This is something they'll all know. How it felt to fuck Dylan, to come in him, to hear him beg. They'll remember Jack saying, now, maybe more lube? I'm gonna move more. And Larkin helping make sure Dylan is still slick. It's intense. Dylan doesn't even really know them. He gasps as Jack tries to slide out and in, whole body trembling over Connor. Connor won't be able to go back from knowing the way that sounds. Slick, sucking, Jack's hand moving inside of Dylan. He'll remember all the whines and groans that Dylan made, how desperate he felt. Connor wonders what tomorrow is going to be like for all of them. For Dylan, maybe especially. He doesn't want this to change everything, but it probably already has. Dylan's making soft, helpless sounds, mostly exhale, every time Jack pushes his fist further in. You think he could come again? Larkin asks. Eck perches on the edge of the bed, rubbing a hand over Dylan's back soothingly. He says, he already came 5 or 6 times. No way. They both sound fascinated, like Sean's reassurance that it will end has eased their concern, and now they just want to see what it takes. Jack biting his lip, attention focused on his hand. Connor sees him slide all the way out, and Larkin whispers, fuck, low and long. What? Connor says. Jack glances up, then pushes his hand in again, steady. It's fine. Jack says. He couldn't close right away, Larkin says, jumping in. Fuck, Connor says, echoing Larkin. He wants to see, but he doesn't want to move Dylan. He likes having Dylan burrowing into him, Dylan pressed against him. We've used you so well, he says into Dylan's hair, and Dylan whimpers. Jack's twisting his fist around, almost experimentally. You should see, he says, clearly to Connor. I can't believe how loose he is. I want to, Connor says. Take a picture, Dylan says, voice hoarse, body trembling. I wanna. Can you? Jack asks, looking to Larkin, and Larkin nods. Yeah, he looks around. Johnny says, here, use mine. Larkin grabs it and comes back, saying, okay, Jack? And Jack slides out again. Wow, Larkin says, but he leans to the side, gets an angle. Connor can hear the fake camera shutter sound, over and over. He hands the phone to Eck first, saying, there are a few. Eck swipes through. Oh my God, he says, and holds the cell so Connor can see. Christ, Dylan really is open. There's a shot of Jack's fist in, then halfway and completely out. Connor feels his stomach knot, lazy arousal. Dylan's wrecked. Dill, look, he says, and sighs. You have to see what you can do. It takes a little nudging, but Connor gets Dylan to lift his head from Connor's neck. His cheeks are red, his eyes half-lidded with exhaustion. They've really done a number on him. Look, Connor says again, and hears the way Dylan's breath catches when he sees the pictures. His hole stretched around Jack's wrist, the shine of lube on his skin. Oh, he says. Connor moves his hand over Dylan's ass, his thigh, finds his dick half hard between his legs. Do you, he starts to ask. It feels, Dylan says, and gasps. Connor bucks his hips, gives Dylan some friction. It's a tease, he knows, but he likes the way Dylan's mouth hangs open for a moment, trapped between him and Jack. What's it like? Connor asks. Dylan licks his lips. He says, full. It's too much, but I want that. I'm devil. His voice breaks in odd places. Connor kisses his chin, his cheek. I don't want to hurt you, he says. Dylan frowns and sighs wetly, like not getting fucked breaks his heart. Connor kisses his cheek again, his slack mouth. Jack, can you give him a little more? Jack looks at Dylan, back at Connor, his face almost awed. He says, yeah. It's weird to hear Jack sound out of his depth. Jack is good at bravado, but Connor doesn't mind. He feels Jack move a bit faster inside Dylan, and Dylan's mouth is hanging open, needy, wet sounds spilling out, like he can't help it. Connor grinds up into him again, wraps his hand fully around Dylan's dick. Hand me the phone back, Larkin says, and Eck does. From the way he holds it, Connor thinks he's recording. Jack fucking his hand into Dylan makes a sloppy sound. It counters Dylan's scratchy sobbing as Connor strokes him. He starts saying, thank you, Davo. And Connor tries to quiet him. Dylan thanking him for this makes Connor feel too warm all over. Dylan almost says it again, and Connor tightens his grip, makes Dylan keen. He kisses Dylan again, messy. It can't be a good kiss. Dylan's too fucked out for that. But Connor wants it anyway. He wants to hear Dylan's noises, too. So he kisses Dylan's cheek. His jaw scrapes his teeth over skin. Dylan's panting, too loud, whining on each slide of Jack's fist further inside him. You getting that? And Larkin says, yeah, fuck. He sounds as odd as Jack looks. Connor thumbs over the head of Dylan's dick, loving the aborted way Dylan's body tries to move, into it, back into Jack, caught between the two of them. He wonders if Dylan can come again. Whatever this is has kept him going, one orgasm after another, and Connor can feel him still trying to get there. Fuck yeah, Stromer, Larkin says, startling a laugh from Jack. He says, the cheer section over here. What? This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, Jack agrees. Larkin says, he'd probably let us fuck him again after two, right? Sort of directing that over his shoulder. Dylan curses against Connor's cheek, taking it. Sean says, probably. Jack thrusts in again, pushing Dylan into Connor's grip more. If he doesn't pass out first, he says. You could still finish. If you wanted, you could just... Dylan says, like it hurts, and Connor sucks in a breath. Fuck Stromer, X says. Would you actually want that? Connor asks, because it sounds hot in a way that makes Connor's face heat up. Dylan's crying again a little, tears in the corners of his eyes. I don't know. What if I did? And Connor thinks about it, fucking Dylan until he passes out and then just, whatever you need, he says. It's better, Dylan says. When you're inside, fuck. Jack hasn't stopped. Dylan swallows and grits his teeth. Connor cups Dylan's balls, adding pressure. Dylan whines. Please, Davo, please let me. He gives into pleading so easily. Connor says, you have the answer. You want us to keep fucking you? Dylan groans, breathes out, yeah, and shivers as Connor goes back to jerking him off. I trust you. Please don't stop. Connor kisses him again, giving Dylan what he wants. Dylan mules into Connor's mouth, dick jerking in Connor's hand as he comes in little spurts. There isn't much left in him. Jack curses underneath his breath, and Larkin says, fuck, louder. He's clenching so tight, X says. I can see it. Connor keeps kissing Dylan through it, feeling the way his body trembles, muscles spasming. When Dylan goes slack, Connor pulls back to look at him. There you go, Connor says. You don't have to do anything but let us fuck you, okay? Just let us take care of you. There are tears dripping off of Dylan's chin. He looks so lovely. It makes Connor's chest hurt. He brings his other hand up, wiping his thumb across Dylan's lip. There isn't much cum, but Dylan drops his jaw a bit for it anyway. He lets Connor drag across his tongue and the inside of his cheek and moans. More? Connor asks. Dylan nods, just barely. I'm gonna turn you over, Dill, okay? Dylan's fading, pliable. He inhales sharply as Jack pulls out, but can't even clench up again. Eck helps put Dylan on his back, and Connor kneels, tracing Dylan's slack mouth with his dick. Who does he want next? Larkin asks. Anyone, Connor says, brushing the back of his hand over Dylan's wet cheek. Go for it. Go on, Larks, Jack says. His fist is shiny with lube. He's still on the bed by Dylan's hips, but he moves to the side when Larkin crawls up. He hands the phone, Johnny's phone, to Jack. You can keep filming if you want, he says. Jack wipes his hand on the bedspread and takes it from him. Dylan's legs are spread wide, and Larkin moves between them, hitching Dylan's hips up so he can slide inside. He's so loose, Larkin says, and starts to fuck him for real. Dylan lets him. Connor slides his dick shallowly into Dylan's lax mouth, rubbing the head over Dylan's tongue, muffling Dylan's soft, urgent noises. His eyes are half-lidded, but he's looking up, letting Connor take. Larkin puts more power into fucking Dylan, hips smacking his ass. This is always what he's like? Eck asks. Connor glances around, sees both Eck and Jack are touching themselves again, idle stroking, biding time. I mean, not exactly. He likes being fucked, Connor says. He and Dylan hadn't messed around a lot before now, but they talked about everything. Connor knows Dylan likes it when he's pushed around, but this is way more. He looks amazing, though. Skin mottled at his neck and shoulders, body loose and trusting. It's not usually like this, though, Connor adds. He wonders if Sean likes it, too. If wanting to get fucked somehow gets to be too much sometimes. It doesn't matter, ultimately. Larkin is picking up speed, losing the rhythm as he gets closer to coming, and Connor glances at the chair. Sean and Johnny still pressed up together, watching them. He wonders if they're all going to go again. Dylan sucks at the head of Connor's dick, mostly letting Connor have control, but still trying for more. His hands are loose at his sides on the bed, not grappling or grabbing, just waiting, letting them have him however they want. Larkin comes before Connor does, a blush creeping down his face, and hips flush against Dylan, spilling in him. He rocks a couple times, like he can push the cum deeper, and then falls back. He holds Dylan's leg where it is, keeping him spread as he slides out. Get that, Larkin says, patting Jack's thigh. It looks like Jack takes photos of Dylan's asshole, maybe how wet Larkin's dick is pulling away. Connor watches Larkin hold Dylan open, use fingers to push cum back inside. He's disgusting right now, Larkin says. Don't be mean, X says. And Larkin says, no, not like, it's hot. He's taken all of us. Jack says, fuck, he's still not closing all the way. Look how wet he is. Dylan whines around Connor's dick, like them talking about it is getting him hot. And maybe it is. Maybe he likes being a fucked out mess. Who's next? Eck? Connor asks, letting his fingers stroke over Dylan's damp cheeks. Yeah, yeah, Eck says. Larkin moves aside, still holding Dylan open, letting Eck push in easy. X sighs, staying still for a few moments, feeling Dylan around him, and Dylan makes a soft sound. He's still trying to tighten, X says, but he can't. He's too tired. Heat curls in Connor, anticipating. He wants to feel that. He's going to get to after everyone else, he decides. X starts to move in Dylan, fucking in careful, long strokes. It's different, X says. The first time, he pushed back. Connor still has a hand around the base of his dick, feeding Dylan and jerking himself. Does he feel good? Connor asks, staring down at Dylan. Broken off moans keep getting pushed out of him. Yeah, X says. Dylan can barely move, but he pushes his tongue into it when Connor comes, spunk welling between his lips, like he's too exhausted to try swallowing right away. Connor pulls out, uses his fingers to spread his cum around Dylan's mouth, over his lips, inside. Dylan's watching him, eyes half-lidded, and he works to swallow around Connor's fingertips. He's so good at trying. His body makes soft squelching sounds every time Eck fucks in, and Larkin groans. Look at the cum leak out when you fuck him, he says to Eck. Yeah, Eck says, brow furrowed, still pushing in long, hard thrusts. Johnny gets up from the chair, leaning in to see. How is that so hot? he asks. He looks over his shoulder at Sean's red face. Connor says, "Go on, Eck. Make him messier." Dylan's eyes slide shut. Connor pinches Dylan's nipple and slides his hand across his stomach just to see how much of him reacts. Ekblad drives into Dylan's hole, looking at his face too. "Is he out?" he asks. Connor can feel Dylan's abs quake. "Dill," he says, shifting to bend close. Dylan's is weak. Connor pets his hair and says, "I've got you." He kisses Dylan's temple and tells Eck, "Not quite. Keep going." Johnny touches Dylan's mouth, pushes fingers in, marveling at how Dylan doesn't resist at all. "Were you like this?" he asks Sean. Sean seems not quite nervous. Connor can't place it. "Yeah," Sean says. "Exactly." "Wow," Johnny says. "That's something." His fingers are still in Dylan's mouth, but he's looking at Sean. Sean's red to the tips of his ears, eyes a little too wide, and Connor thinks he's probably comparing Dylan to what it was like for him. Connor turns back to Dylan, watching his eyes start to slip completely closed, his body moving with X thrusts, each one nudging him on the bed. His head lulls slightly to the side, and Connor kisses his cheek, tugging harder at his nipple. He can feel Dylan's chest expand as he breathes in. Eck is gripping his hips, brutal now. Connor turns to Sean. "Do you want?" Sean blinks at him, says, "What?" "You can be next if you want," Connor clarifies. He can see Sean's heart again. Sean exhales audibly, swallows. "Oh, yeah," he says, and stands. He watches from Dylan's side, touching one of his thighs. He doesn't even push, just rests it there. Eck pulls out before he comes, finishing on Dylan's stomach instead. Connor rubs it into his skin, and Eck moves off the bed to give Sean space. Sean had already ditched his pants. Now he pushes his underwear down to his knees and leans over Dylan, resting Dylan's leg on his shoulder so he can sink in at a different angle. Dylan is mostly slack, and Connor watches the way his foot bobs a little over Sean's shoulder when Sean starts to fuck him. Connor thinks his leg would slide off if Sean wasn't holding it in place. Sean's biting his lip, concentrating on pushing into Dylan in even thrusts. Johnny strokes Dylan's tongue with his fingers, watching Sean intently. Connor leans in to put his mouth on Dylan's skin, his chest, scraping his teeth over the nipple. He can feel Dylan shudder weakly, and he smooths his fingers over Dylan's tacky stomach. Dylan's body is rocking with each of Sean's thrusts. When Sean moans, it's so close, right over Connor. "Intense from the other side?" Larkin asks. Sean's breath hitches as he slides in again, a stuttered laugh. "Sort of," he says. "You guys are right. He's really slick." Connor moves to Dylan's mouth, kissing the corner. Johnny removes his fingers and Connor kisses him. Dylan's jaw wobbles, but he can't quite manage more. "He'll keep trying for you," Sean says. "He really needs it." Connor fists a hand in Dylan's hair, turning his face towards Johnny. "You want his mouth?" he asks. At the same time, Jack says, "Sean, would you do it again?" Both Connor and Johnny look at Sean. Sean staring down at Dylan, not making eye contact. "I don't know," he says. "It was scary at first, but by the end it was nice to just get taken care of." He's flushed again, grinding into Dylan, fingers stroking Dylan's ankle. I needed, but I didn't have to worry about it anymore. It's more than he's said so far. Johnny opens his mouth and closes it. Knee walks closer to Dylan's head and touches Dylan's cheek. Connor kisses Dylan one more time and pulls away so Johnny can press inside. Dylan swallows with difficulty, keeps his mouth open for Johnny. Connor pets Dylan's throat. "You're doing really well," he says to Dylan. There's something mesmerizing about feeling Dylan's throat work. Johnny pushes the head of his dick into the inside of Dylan's cheek, playing with him. Sean keeps fucking him smoothly. "You feel really wet, perfect for us," Sean says, stroking along Dylan's thigh with the hand he isn't using for balance. It's sweeter than Connor expects. Dylan tries to open his eyes wider. He blinks and tears roll down his face. Sean snaps into Dylan hard and bows his head, sighing. Johnny fucks Dylan's mouth, but he keeps glancing at Sean, watching him fall apart. Dylan hasn't said a real word in a while, and Connor wonders if he's too far gone, if they've fucked speech right out of him for now. "There you go," he says, soft, fingers still stroking over Dylan's throat, feeling him try to swallow. "So good, Dill." Johnny puts a hand on Sean's arm when he pulls out and tries to move away. Sean touches the back of Johnny's neck as he moves around, sits next to him to watch him trace the head of his dick over Dylan's mouth. Jack and Eck are both stroking themselves, teasing pressure. "Ready for more?" Connor asks. Dylan breathes out, mouthing at the crown of Johnny's dick. "Dill." Dylan whines, tries to open wider, get Johnny to push in again. Connor looks around to find Jack. "Think you can go for three?" Jack rolls his eyes, but goes to the spot Sean's vacated. "Worry about yourself, McDavid," he says, lacking real heat because he's already thrusting inside. Dylan hums, wrecked but grateful. Connor's still amazed by it, how a minute without being fucked can make Dylan crave. He's so tired he's barely moving, just making plaintive noises whenever he's empty, helpless. His eyes have slid closed again, like his eyelids are too heavy. Johnny gives him a little of what he wants, pushing the head of his dick past Dylan's lips, further inside. He's not even, I don't know if he'd choke right now. Johnny says, breathless. If I pushed into his throat, I think he might. Connor is watching Dylan breathe, watching Jack tug him forward by the hips, changing the angle. Dylan murmurs a low, satisfied sound. "Try," Connor tells Johnny. "You can always stop if it's too much." Johnny nods, whispering, Yeah, okay, and slides deeper. Connor moves Dylan's head carefully, trying to make it easy. Dylan's breathing through his nose, still working to swallow. It's when Johnny cocks his hips back and thrusts in that Dylan chokes. His eyes flutter, watering, and Johnny shortens his pushes. "Breathe, Dill," Connor says. "You can do it." Dylan's chest shudders. He's crying, and Jack fucks into him hard, a rough counter to how Johnny carefully fills his throat. "Come on his face," Sean says. "He'll like that." Connor puts his hand back on Dylan's throat, feeling the way it moves underneath his palm. Johnny thrusts shallowly, but mostly it's the motion of Jack's hips that are pushing Dylan onto Johnny's dick. Connor uses his other hand to thumb at the tears trickling from the corners of Dylan's eyes and down the side of his face. "Shh, there you go, Dill," Connor says, keeping his words steady. Dylan struggles to look at him before his eyes slide closed again. Jack grunts, picking up force, and Johnny pulls out, the head of his dick nearly pressed to Dylan's mouth, stroking himself until he comes, splattering Dylan's face. Connor watches Sean reach out and wrap his fingers around Johnny's. Fuck, Johnny says, shoulders shaking. They milk Johnny together, Sean pressing his face to Johnny's shoulder. Dylan whimpers, tipping his chin up, searching for more. Money. Johnny pants as Sean lets go. Sean wipes at the cum on Dylan's cheek and presses into Dylan's mouth over his tongue. Johnny says, hey, and twists, tries to make Sean look. Sean stares at him, waiting, and Johnny leans forward, pressing their lips together. Oh, shit, Larkin says. Connor feels him brace a hand on his back. Don't move for a second, McDavid. Connor can see the phone from the corner of his eye, how Larkin gets them, then Dylan's face. Connor watches Sean and Johnny kiss, something strangely intimate about it. Sean's fingers still hooked into Dylan's mouth. Dylan's face is a mess, smeared with cum and tears, and he whines, licking at Sean's fingers, trying to get more. Sean pulls away from Johnny to shush him, push more cum into his waiting mouth. Johnny looks dazed, but Sean kisses him again before he has long to think about it. Larkin's hand is heavy on Connor's shoulder, and Connor turns back to Dylan, touching his shuddering stomach, the sweat gathering in the hollow of his collarbones. Jack's thrusts are short and hard, not even pulling out fully. Connor, can I? Eck asks, gesturing to Dylan's face. Yeah, do it, Connor says. He moves to the side, Larkin's hand falling away. Connor goes closer to Jack, pressing one hand to Jack's side and sliding his other across Dylan's dick, not quite stroking. He holds him, tracing the slit with his thumb. Dylan's shaking and Jack doesn't relent. He comes just before Eck does, shuddering with Dylan. It makes Dylan gasp, mouth opening, and Eck spills across his mouth and chin. He rubs the head over Dylan's lips, let him taste as he pets his hair. Jack's thrusting shallowly through the last pulses of his orgasm, keeping his dick inside Dylan, both of them trembling all over. Dylan opens his mouth, lets Eck push the cum around on his face, over his lips, inside. Connor pets Dylan's thigh, still rubbing at the slit of his dick with his other hand, feeling the way it twitches against his fingers. He runs his hand down to where Jack is still inside, tracing his fingers around the rim of Dylan's hole. He's so slick, and his whining hasn't stopped, but the sound is so quiet. He's so tired that it's hard to tell if he's aware he's even doing it. So good, Dill, Connor murmurs, rubbing. He pushes his finger inside to hear Dylan's breath catch. Christ, Jack says, hips twitching. Connor looks at the flush on his cheeks and chest. Need a minute? He asks Jack. He knows it's taunting. Jack exhales in a rush, saying, shut up, as he slides back. Connor pulls out too, circles his fingers around Jack's dick as he slips loose, collecting as much cum as he can to push back into Dylan. Jack makes a trapped, sound and pushes at Connor's arm. It's not as forceful as he probably intends. Fuck you, your turn, Jack says when he can. Larkin laughs somewhere to Connor's right. Connor spends another few moments pushing the cum leaking out of Dylan's hole back inside. From here, he can see how loose Dylan is, and it's not through the screen of Johnny's phone. His hole is still twitching, but it isn't closing all the way, gaping a little from everything he's taken. You're so loose, Connor says. He kisses one of Dylan's knees. I wonder if he'll stay this way. Dylan tosses his head, cum drying on his face and his eyelashes, but he can't quite lift his neck. Connor lines up and pushes inside in one long, smooth slide. It's so easy and wet and warm. He can feel what everyone else was saying, how sloppy Dylan is now compared to when this started. Earlier, Dylan came over and wanted Connor to hold him. He wanted Connor to kiss him. He just wanted. Connor can see Johnny and Sean like this, the careful, stunned way they're touching each other. Connor bends Dylan as much as he can, trying to push in close. Dylan's whimpering. "You were so tight before," he says, wiping his face. He kisses him, tasting salt as Dylan lets Connor have him. Connor's moving slow, trying to savor fucking Dylan, kissing him. Dylan's knees are splayed on either side of his hips, and Connor can taste his tears, the cum still splattered on his skin. Dylan is so good, letting Connor lick into his mouth. When this started, Connor was worried Dylan was going to come apart, too needy. But now he's just pliant and limp, trusting them with all of him. Jack's watching from next to Dylan's hip, Sean and Johnny still kissing near the head of the bed. But mostly, Connor is paying attention to Dylan. Dylan's the most important person in the room. "Do you feel good?" he asks, sinking into Dylan over and over. He lifts to see his face, how Dylan tries to open his eyes again and gives up. Dylan's fingers tap on the side of Connor's knee weakly. They flex like he's trying to hold on to him. Connor takes his hand and stretches it above his head, interlocking their fingers. Fucking Dylan like this feels too intoxicating. How slippery he is inside, how he likes anything they think to do to him. "Thanks for letting me take care of you," Connor says. Dylan's fingers tighten enough for Connor to feel it, like he doesn't have the strength for much, but he wants Connor to know, to hold on to him. Connor wants to. Dylan says his name once, then again slightly stronger, and Connor rocks into him, kisses his face, the corner of his mouth, his lower lip. Connor has come too many times for this to feel urgent. He just wants to stay inside, giving Dylan what he needs for as long as he can. Dylan keeps murmuring his name, and Connor says, "Whatever you need, Dill, I've got you." Dylan's mouth is so soft, and Connor can feel him crying a little again. "Somebody take this," Larkin says. "Johnny, your phone." "Give it here. They're busy," Jack says. He still has to ask for the code to see everything they took, and Johnny's frustrated sigh is what makes Connor look away from Dylan. He catches Sean's eye, notices how red his mouth is. Connor says, "You can fuck here if you want." He doesn't care. Sean blushes, and Dylan whines underneath him. "Sorry," Connor says. "I'm with you." He kisses Dylan again and pushes in harder with his next stroke to prove it. "Greedy." Dylan frowns. Connor kisses his brow. "I like it. It's okay." Connor's relishing this while he has it. Johnny has one of Sean's hands in his. Eck is leaning over Jack's shoulder to look at the phone, and Connor nudges his nose alongside Dylan's, kissing him again on his pliant mouth, sucks on his tongue. Dylan is trying to arch up into Connor's thrusts, his body twitching every time Connor pushes in. Connor rubs his thumb over the side of Dylan's hand and thinks about how he'd do anything for Dylan, and that's okay. Jack says something too low for Connor to hear, and Larkin whistles, appreciative. Connor would look up to see what's happening, but he's so far in it with Dylan that he doesn't want to. He's almost at his limit. He likes being inside Dylan so much. He drops his head, cheek to cheek, unconcerned with mess. He can feel Dylan's attempts to tighten around him or roll his hips even a little to give something back. He doesn't want to quit, like Sean said. "Just let me," Connor says, low. "Don't worry, just take it. Let me fuck you." He almost wishes the others were gone now. It was different when he was scared for Dylan. But Connor's not sure he wants them to know this part. When Connor can't stop thinking about how he's fucked Dylan the most, how Dylan sought him out today, how it makes Connor's heart feel full. Dylan goes lax, listening, letting Connor push into him. He grips Connor's hand like it's keeping him anchored, and Connor kisses Dylan's messy cheek, his jaw, the skin under his ear. "Let me take care of you," he says, almost a whisper. Dylan shivers. "You're so good for me, Dill. You're perfect like this. You feel perfect." He thinks about the way Dylan looked at him, plaintive, like he had the utmost faith that Connor would help him, that Connor could. And here Connor is, doing his best. He doesn't know how he's going to manage not to want this again. He doesn't think he will. Connor can hear videos play on the phone at random, tinny echoes of Dylan's whining. Maybe they can watch them together at some point, the clips, the photos. Connor can show Dylan how great he's been. "Can you come again?" he asks. He'll be blown away if Dylan can. Dylan says, I don't know. Scratchy and dazed. He manages to turn his head to slide their lips together, breathing against each other. "You should." "Yeah," Connor says, speeding up. He'll do whatever Dylan tells him to. He's close, on the edge. Dylan says, "Devo, Connor, thank you." Hushed against Connor's mouth, like it's a hardship for Connor to be here, fucking Dylan, taking care of him. He kisses Dylan, comes inside him, pushing as much as he can. Dylan makes a strangled noise, and Connor wonders if he's come again after all, just from feeling Connor finish. Maybe it doesn't matter. Connor squeezes Dylan's hand. He doesn't pull out immediately. Dylan's knees coming up to weakly frame his hips, trying to hold him in. "Good?" he asks, voice low. "He looks good," Larkin says. Dylan's trembling against him again. He says, "What if... I'm not sure." His expression pinches like he might cry more. Connor lets go of his hand to touch his cheek. "Don't be scared. Got you." Dylan hums sadly and asks, "Can I stay? Sorry, please..." and shifts his hips slightly. "Anything," Connor says. He caresses Dylan's face and touches his hair. "Maybe you can sleep." He should maybe get Dylan water, but he doesn't want to leave him. Dylan lifts his chin so Connor kisses him again. Connor's face is sticky with cum, and Dylan's mouth tastes like it, but he's beyond caring. Dylan is sweaty and tired and so used. But Connor just wants to lie pressed against him forever. Dylan's making needy noises against Connor's mouth again, but they're more subdued. Like he still wants it, but kissing Connor, having Connor close and still inside him, is enough for now. Connor pulls away slightly so he can take in Sean and Johnny still kissing by the head of the bed. Ask Eck, could you get him water? Dylan nudges his nose against Connor's jaw, so Connor leans back in, licking into Dylan's mouth, trying to get him settled. "Yeah, sure," X says. He's not gone long. He taps Connor's shoulder, and Connor pulls back from Dylan reluctantly. "Dill, we need you to sit up, okay?" "Brought a towel, too," X says. Dylan whimpers when Connor's dick slips out, but he and Eck get him upright more. Connor holds the water for him while Eck wipes his face with a damp cloth. Sean and Johnny get nudged aside with the maneuvering. Connor sees Johnny take Sean's hand, pulling him off the bed. "We are gonna go," he says. "I bet," Jack says. Sean hides his blush by kneeling near Dylan for a second, saying, "You did a good job. You'll be okay." He touches Dylan's face, and Dylan leans into it for a second, eyelids fluttering. Sean brushes his fingers over Dylan's cheek and looks to Johnny. His face is still red, like his mouth, and Johnny raises his eyebrows. "Thanks," Connor says. "For helping. For knowing what he needs." Sean shrugs. "I'm just glad that it's good you're here." They go, and Sean turns back to Dylan. "Okay?" he asks. "Yeah," Dylan says, and sighs, and then adds, quieter. "Can you... would you... what?" "I just need something inside," he says, biting his lip. Connor scoots forward, pushing two fingers back into him. Dylan shudders, sighs again, relaxes all over. Connor wonders what it feels like to need it this much, for feeling better to mean this. "Not how you usually sit back and watch TV or something, huh?" Larkin says, chuckling as he slides off the bed. Dylan tries to... it's like he wants to curl up, embarrassed again, outside of the worst of his haze. "Can I wash up in your bathroom?" Larkin asks. Jack snorts. "No, leave exactly like that," he says. Connor looks around. "Do what you need," he says, and then goes back to Dylan. He kisses Dylan's knee and rests his cheek there. Dylan clears his throat. "You'll let me stay here?" Connor smiles softly at him. "Of course." He can hear the sound of running water in the bathroom, Larkin and Eck, and Jack waiting his turn. Connor's not even moving his fingers, not really fucking Dylan, just keeping him full and open. Dylan settles a little, and Connor kisses his thigh, his belly, places he can reach. Dylan is breathing even, a slight hitch whenever Connor's fingers shift. Connor wonders if they'll talk about this in the morning. He hopes so. But if Dylan wants to pretend it never happened, he could do that too. "Can you sleep?" he asks, and Dylan is still for a minute, before rolling his head to look at Connor. He inhales deeply and sighs. "I think," he says, "I can try." Connor pulls his fingers back and slides them in again just to feel Dylan shake. There's still so much cum in him. Dylan moans softly, satisfied. He says, "You should fuck me again." And Connor's eyebrows rise. "Not when you can," Connor says. "While you sleep?" Dylan nods. He says, "Or even if you can't get off." His voice still sounds fucked out. It makes it hotter. Connor says, "You want me inside?" "It helps." "Okay," Connor says. He'll do anything Dylan wants. Though he's come so many times that it's hard to imagine he'll be able to do it again. Maybe by the time Dylan's really asleep. "I'll make sure you're full until you wake up," Connor says, kissing Dylan's ribs. He slides a third finger inside, just to give Dylan more. Larkin and Jack and Eck are going to be done in the bathroom soon, and maybe they'll go, leaving Dylan to Connor. Maybe they'll stay. Either way, Connor's going to be here with Dylan, making sure he's taken care of. Jack's looking around the floor, picking up clothes or something. He sets pants on the foot of the bed and says, "Stromer, can Johnny send us the pictures and stuff?" He grabs Dylan's ankle loosely, waits until Dylan looks at him. "He said he'd delete him if you wanted." Dylan hums, a stalling sound. He pushes his hips against Connor's fingers. "It's not just me," he says, and gasps softly when Connor works him a little, a reminder. He won't tell Dylan what to do, but he's hoping. "It's up to you, though," Jack says. We came here for you. Dylan closes his eyes again. Eventually, he says, just you guys. Okay. Jack squeezes Dylan's ankle. But if you want us to delete them later, tell us. Dylan makes a soft noise of assent, and Jack pats him before letting go. Dylan's working his hips back in slow circles like he can't help himself, and Connor knows it's going to wear off, but he thinks he might miss Dylan being this wanton. Are you leaving? Connor asks. He looks up from watching his fingers slide inside Dylan, and Jack is standing by the bed with his hip cocked. I think so, he says. Unless you think he still needs us? Dylan has his eyes closed, and he's breathing easy, hitching back onto Connor's hand. I think he's okay, Connor says. Jack's mouth quirks. It's not quite a smirk, but he still says, yeah, he looks pretty comfortable. It should feel stranger that they're here. Jack casually watching Connor finger fuck Dylan. Right now, Connor's mostly glad Jack likes Dylan enough to have shown up at all. Larkin says, Ike, it's all you, coming out of the bathroom. Jack goes, and Eck and Larkin gather their things and say goodbyes. Call if it gets bad again, Eck says, or whatever. Connor nods. Thanks. Once they leave, it's him, Dylan, and the sound of the shower. He thinks Dylan's dozing until he says, sorry I scared you. Connor says, it's okay. It was pretty scary at the beginning. Dylan needed so much he could barely speak, and Connor wasn't sure it would end. Thanks for coming to me, trusting me. Dylan makes an agreeable noise at the back of his throat. I always trust you, he says. I trust you the most. Connor has to press his mouth to Dylan's knee, the inside of his thigh, so full of feeling. It's nice to be trusted, but it means more when it's Dylan. He wants to kiss Dylan again, but he also wants Dylan to sleep. And he doesn't want to leave Dylan empty, so he thinks maybe he could do it later. In the morning, maybe. He hopes. Connor gets lower, stretches out until he can lie his head against Dylan's belly. He kisses the jut of Dylan's hip bone. They can shower tomorrow. It's fine. He keeps pushing fingers into Dylan lazily, making sure he has what he needs. Connor sighs happily when he feels Dylan slowly move a hand to his hair. That's how Jack finds them when he finishes in the bathroom. Jack is shameless about being naked, so Connor watches him dress. As he pulls his shirt over his head, he says, I'm starving. Are you? Want me to get something? Connor shakes his head. We're okay. Thanks, though. Okay. Jack glances at his phone, then says, Dylan, I hope you feel better. Gently, and looks at Connor. McDavid, it's been interesting. Yeah, Connor says. Thanks for coming. Glad to help, Jack says, expression wry. He looks at the two of them, stretched out on the bed, and adds, good luck. Dylan's fingers sift through Connor's hair, and Connor smiles, watching Jack leave. He presses his fingers into Dylan in a slow, even rhythm, and almost misses it when Dylan says, just us again. Voice slurred with sleep. Just us, Connor echoes, cheek against Dylan's belly. He likes the soft rise and fall of Dylan's breath underneath his head, the feel of Dylan's steady pulse. Dylan's fingers tighten slightly in his hair. Connor groans, content. He tries to lift, moving to lick Dylan's dick. He's soft, but Connor gets his mouth around the head, sucking simply to feel Dylan jolt. He kisses Dylan's belly again and turns to try to look at him. Dylan's almost out, but Connor still wants to say, I like you like this. Hmm? Not exactly. I don't want you to be afraid, but how shameless you are. Connor sighs. You can tell me when you want it. I'll give it to you. Dylan tries to clench again, murmuring, mmm, like a slow exhale. His hips nudge back onto Connor's fingers. I still want it, just whenever. Connor mouths over Dylan's hip, bites down and sucks, thinks about leaving a mark. Dylan will have plenty in the morning. One more isn't going to make a difference. Except that it's only him and Dylan now, working Dylan until he can sleep. Okay, Connor says. But later, too, when you want. He spreads his fingers out inside Dylan, feeling the way it makes Dylan tremble all over, his hand tugging on Connor's hair. Okay, Dylan says. You'd say yes to anything right now, Connor says, smiling into Dylan's skin. Mm-hmm, Dylan says, and then his brow creases. Wait, Connor chuckles. He says, don't worry, kissing his belly again, trying to decide where he wants to bruise Dylan next. He has to remember to take pictures of his own in the morning. The boys might want to see Dylan all dotted up from their hard work. Maybe Dylan will let Connor press on them when he fucks him again, then too. It's nice to feel this relaxed after being worried for hours. It's nice to see Dylan sleepy and nearly sated instead of desperate for anything. He likes Dylan desperate when he knows it'll ease. But he likes this, too. Dylan pliable and affectionate. He scrapes his teeth over the lower curve of Dylan's belly. Dylan moves into it, and when Connor sucks, bites down, putting another mark there, Dylan sighs. He mumbles something too low to hear. What was that? Connor asks. Dylan's fingers stroke through his hair. I said, Dylan says, you feel good. Connor's just rubbing the wet inside of him with three fingers, mouth ready to suck another mark. He's happy to use Dylan like this for a while. Soft but deliberate stimulation, pushing Dylan even though he's already had so much. Dylan keeps his hands fisted in Connor's hair, his only anchor. Connor sticks with it until most of Dylan's waist is marked, until Connor gets half hard. He's not really ready to go again, but he nudges Dylan on his side. He stretches out behind him, kissing the nape of his neck when Dylan whines about being empty. Connor presses inside. See, I'm still here, he says. He can hold Dylan like this, like he's wanted to do this whole time. Mmm, Dylan says. Good. Connor kisses the edge of Dylan's jaw, slides his arm around Dylan's waist. He reaches for Dylan's hand, winding their fingers together, giving Dylan something to hold on to. He isn't hard enough to fuck Dylan yet, but it seems to be enough for Dylan that he's inside, keeping him full. Dylan feels good anyway, wet and warm. He makes a sleepy noise, and Connor can fuck him when he's ready. Later, or tomorrow, he can wake up still inside him. Dylan's body is warm, pressed up against him. There you are, Connor says, quiet. I've got you. Dylan sighs. He hitches forward occasionally. Reminders for Dylan. Connor kisses his shoulder, waiting for Dylan's breaths to even. What else Connor wants to do to him keeps rattling in his head. So he says it. How he wants Dylan to wake up while he's fucking him. He again misses what Dylan murmurs back, his grip on Connor's hand relaxed. It doesn't matter. Connor knows the answer. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, you can leave feedback both for myself and for the authors. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.